Chai and the Dog. I'm your host Deepak.
And I'm Arshna.
And we have our dog Lulu. Happy New Year, guys, and welcome again to Yoga Chai and the Dog. This is 2020, 3rd January 2020, and wishing you once again a very happy New Year.
A very happy New Year, guys, and hope you have a lovely holiday and celebration for Christmas and New Year. So we are back again.
Yes, guys, we did take a month-long break, but that was quite required.
Needed.
Yes, it was very needed. And also, we thought that it's Christmas time, and as it is, you would be busy. So why not give you a break? And there are many other podcasts that you could listen to. It's just not that we are the only one podcasting. So here we are again in 2020 with a new resolutions. And hopefully something with a lot more new interesting topics for you guys. So, New Year's. Did you make a resolution? What did you do? Isn't it a tradition that we make a resolutions in New Year? And then we religiously try to follow it. And then something happens in the way, yeah? So we thought it might be a good idea to start the new year with a new year resolution. Talk about, I'm not taking a resolution, okay, but I've done enough of that, right? So, but talk about resolutions and then ensure through our side, support you to follow that resolution. What do you say, Arjuna?
Yes, definitely. Somehow, I think because a lot of us take resolution because of how the commercial market has made it. So, you know, if you would go in any shop now, you would see all gym wear and mats and everything is in the front of the shop. So it attracts people and it actually say loudly to people, come on, lose weight, do this, do that. So it's like everything is fed to us. In telly also, you would see a lot of ad like that. And in bookstore, you would see 101 type of diet and exercise. Would you agree or not?
But I think primarily because a lot of people, their resolutions center around losing weight, getting fit, shedding off the pounds and the wine that they have had during the last month. You know, during Christmas time, so suddenly there is a feeling of guilt. And why won't the businesses try to capitalize on the guilt?
Yeah, so mainly our podcast, which would be like 3 to 4 podcasts, we would be working on this actually. And as an eating psychology coach, why I think resolution sometimes doesn't work for people, because it's like when it is coming from inside, when you have some inner strength of doing that, it would work. But if it is something like a friend is doing something, sometime it works for a while and then it's like motivation and inspiration. So motivation doesn't last longer, inspiration lasts forever.
Okay,
so,
Arjuna.
Yeah.
Do you make New Year's resolution?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm going to ask you, but I know what the answer is going to be and you follow it through.
Yes.
Why did I ask that?
and again, I'm not saying that making resolution is bad. That is what we are going to cover in the next podcast. How resolution can work for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
in this podcast, we are not going to talk about that. Yeah.
Okay. So. Let me represent the normal person, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I make resolutions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I diligently try to follow it. First week, full of enthusiasm. Second week, yes, enthusiasm. Third week, enthusiasm. Fourth week, enthusiasm. And probably fifth week, sixth week, and then it kind of goes away. And I think that this is typically that happens with most of the people. So So it's not that I make a resolution for the sake of making it, but it is, I definitely want to do it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. But somewhere down the line, the motivation level starts going down, and then there are other priorities and then that comes in and then it goes. So why that happens?
It's mainly because we want to, let's say, you know, I would give you example of people who I work with and what happened when they take a resolution and when they are not, you know, like what Deepak says, because if we want to lose weight, so people want to do everything at once. So they want to exercise like 5 days, 6 days. They want to eat really clean and they want to sleep on time. So everything, they take it like they have to do it from day one. But the point here is if we try to do it bit by bit. So if there is a complex exercise, as a coach, what we do, we when somebody comes and he wants to do a deadlift like 110 kg, you don't give 110 wow. kg to that person. You would start making him work on his body weight first. Yeah. So same with food also. You don't give everything what is there good for the person. You don't give it
at one go.
Yeah. So same with anyone who wants to follow anything. Let's say you want to start a bullet journal or you want to play a music. You don't start playing music like, name someone like, I would say, A.R. Rahman or someone like that.
Beethoven, Bach.
Yeah. So you don't, yes, that is what the you goal. Really want yeah. to achieve maybe, yeah? Or that is your inspiration. But the thing is, you would start it bit by bit. Bird by Bird is a very good book where the author writes about how this thing can be broke. You know, anything what we want to write or do can be done bit by bit. So this is why people fail, because they take it at once, everything they want to finish, like they really want to achieve.
Sorry, which was the end result.
It's Bird by Bird. And
bird.
Bird by Bird. But I have to check the name of the author. I'm very poor in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, sorry, if I got you correctly, you were trying to say that if you make a resolution, start small, and then slowly build upon it.
Yeah, yeah. It's more about consistency and showing up. So in our language, we say that show up in your game. So rather than always playing in the arena, it's more important that you show up.
So if I want to start, let's say, my resolution is, it's not, but if my resolution were to gain weight or to gain strength or to build, you know, muscles, so I should basically go and start sitting in front of the gym.
actually, that's not as a psychology psychological side, it's yeah. a good thing, because first thing is when people start wearing their gym wear and the shoes when they get it ready, so the chances of them going to gym is more, because if you are wearing those type of things, so you're psychologically you are ready for that. So like Deepak, when you go for a client meeting, so you have your suit done and your proper tie and everything. So I don't know, but I think,
yeah, it does put you in that
mind frame. So this is something, I'm not saying that every day you go and sit in front of the gym, but yes, definitely if you go inside the gym, then you see people doing some stuff, you know, there are people who are very serious, they always come, and it inspires you in a way. It inspires you. So the first thing I would definitely say, it was not a bad point but you just, once you are there, you would maybe you just take a cycle, or maybe you just do a treadmill, you're just walking, but you are, your body is getting what you watch in telly and magazines. Same with that type of environment. You are surrounding yourself with the like-minded people. So that also is a very good thing to start with.
So that's called conditioning.
Yes, in a way. Yes, it's called conditioning. Yeah.
So guys, congratulations if you have made a resolution. Yeah. And I made it for a number of years, and every time, I mean, every by March it would get broken, and so I stopped making. So my resolution is not to make a resolution. Yeah.
One research shows that almost 90% of people, they give up their resolution by the first week of February.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is that if you have made a resolution and you have got all intention, if you have not been forced into making a resolution, That's one.
Yeah, that's very important.
So the first thing is that you need to own your resolution. So the fact that you have made it willingly means that you intend to follow it, right? Okay. Now, you might have made a big resolution. You might have made it as for, you might have, like, you know, really hogged down all the Yorkshire pudding and all the turkey. And oh my God, I'm watering, you know, my, I'm salivating. Anyway, so if you have promised to kind of, if you've really, like, you know, had a good meal, number of meals and everything, and you put on those extra pounds, and suddenly you find that, you know, you need to loosen up your belt, or some of the trousers are not fitting, and then you have made a resolution, yep, you're going to the gym. So the idea is, start small. As Archana said, and drive down to the gym, stand before, you know, wait in the car in the gym, watch those lovely ladies exercising inside, and then feel motivated from the next week to start going in, right, Archana?
Not exactly. But the thing is, what he said, that, you know, don't step up into anything with the guilt, because guilt or shame doesn't take us, guilt can still take us a bit further from our comfort zone, but shame, because people mostly, if they have enjoyed, because it was Christmas and New Year, you have enjoyed with your family, friends and loved ones. So it's nothing to be shameful of. And your body, yes, definitely your body, in winter time, you need some food, you have not moved at all, or whatever is the reason. So take it like this is a human life. Yeah. So you don't just think about eating all the time, really healthy and exercising, but you can take it from a place of acceptance. So that's very, very important, that when you accept yourself as you are now, but you really want to improve. Yeah. So if this is your mindset, people generally follow with that mindset. Some people I have talked to, and they said that, oh, they only follow when they are very rigid with themselves. So if you are one of those, then work with someone, work with a coach, work with an instructor, because it's someone who is expert in that. They can take you, if you want to play a music, have a good teacher who can teach you. So anything what you want to do, have someone who knows more than you and is known for their work. So that's also a very important thing.
And I'd like to add one more thing over there. That person, you need to be very careful in selecting that person, because that person needs to understand you. And I'm giving my context over here. Like, I was never this exercise type and gym type and everything. So, but then these days, I find myself going to gym quite a lot. And not these days, I'm not saying that, you know, January, it started from January, from 2 days ago. But these days, I'm saying, I mean, at least from the last year or the year before last, I've actually started going quite regularly. Now, Archana often tells me that, you know, why don't you take a personal trainer? Because with the personal trainer, there's a motivation and that kind of thing. I found that the personal trainers that were available to me, they were just pushing me. They did not understand my pace.
No, yeah. I was talking about myself. You don't need a personal trainer. I can train you very well.
Yeah, I know. And you know, she would give me the exercises. You go ahead and do it. And then I would continue at my own pace. So I think finding your pace is very important. I mean, even when I go to the gym and let's say I'm doing some weightlifting, and I find somebody with 25 kgs on both sides, you know, dumbbells, you know, and they are doing that. And here I am probably, you know, struggling with 16 and 14. And I say, okay, fine, great. One day I'll do that. Yeah. Right now, I'm happy with my 14. I'm happy with my 16, yeah, whatever you might think.
Yeah, that's very important what you have said, that when you're working with someone, and this is what I started with, that you have to take it bit by bit.
Yeah.
So if a person really wants to build muscles, so you would not immediately, that's called periodization in personal training language, where you take that person for a year or maybe 6 months, 3 months. So And you design the program accordingly. So it's bit by bit.
The program.
Yeah.
Another episode. Sorry, I don't have anything against personal trainers, but these are some of the people I've met. And what typically happens is they basically accelerate your demotivation process. So, I mean, you know, I was I was working in Leeds and I joined a gym there. And as when you join, so you know, you get a session with a free session, a consultation session with a personal trainer who basically tries to sell their personal training to you. But at the same time, they kind of they say, okay, fine, these are the machines. This is what you can do, and they write a program. So I said, yeah, I've been going to gym, and he had already given me around 12 exercises. And they said, I also do this. Oh, yeah, no problem. Write it down. And say, I also do this. Oh, yeah, I'll add to it. And then I had a list of 22 exercises to do in an hour. Yeah. I said, what the hell? So typically it demotivates you. It says, what is this person trying to do? Or, and you know, and if I'm a new starter and if I've been given a 22 exercises to do, that's going to demotivate
no,
me.
Deepak, so, none, so, like, no, Deepak, no, people so, like us also can't do 22 exercises in an hour.
And thank God, I mean, you know, I know Archana and I know about a bit about fitness training through Archana and all. And I said, what the heck? I'm not going to follow that at all. So what I'm trying to say is, if definitely I second what Archana said, that, you know, find somebody who knows more than you, but the person needs to understand you. Yeah. Again, I mean, even in my piano classes, like I had 2-3 teachers, and one teacher started me off with Jingle Bells and Baba Black Sheep. I said, oh, come on. You don't expect me to play Jingle Bells and all that. Yeah. Then there's another teacher. Okay. And she started me off with good music. Some of it was Bach, some of it was Beethoven, of course a watered down version of them, but then that is a music that I could relate to, I could enjoy. And it is very important that if you have a resolution, and if there is, for example, and it is around getting into shape, yeah, find someone who understands you, spend time with that person, say, look, this is what I want, this is my pace, can you work with me at my pace? You would not realize it, that a good personal trainer would start at your pace, and even without your realization, the trainer would start pushing you bit by bit, bit by bit.
I disagree here with some of the things it's just not the personal trainer or coach who are wrong here. This is sometimes the clients, because I have worked with clients and they just want everything like you have developed your habits in ages, like you, if bad you're habit. 30, 40, I don't name it bad, but this is okay. Your conditioning, that how you subconsciously keep on doing the same thing again and again. So you want, you see a trainer and you really think that they would work like a magic and they want you to do a program which is like a really hardcore exercise in 3 months. 3 months, you would lose weight, but it can come with a cost of your maybe digestive injury and something. So sometimes the clients are also responsible for these type of stuff, but then I know we work on our own, we don't earn so much of money, and sometimes this is a pressure on personal trainer or a coach that okay, if somebody's and they want to satisfy, but I personally feel at that point I have to take a step back, and I'm ready to lose that client who wants the magical result, rather than I would take a client who would change a lifestyle in a way. So
both of us, we are talking the same thing actually over here. So what I'm trying to say is,
but first, client would never know what pace they want. The pace is always done by a coach. They would know that, okay, if a client would come, oh, I want to run a marathon just 2 weeks' time. So no, the coach would say, okay, you can run 5K or 10K. Marathon. So because they are expert in knowing how to break these things. But client can have a imagination of going to moon.
I agree. Yeah. So the thing is, understand where you are in that paradigm, in that race to the target, and then start at a pace, maintain that pace, and then slowly start increasing the pace. So I also wanted, one day I decided when I got motivated enough to start going to the gym, and I said, oh, I want, you know, good muscles. I've been going there
with your running also. You have started, you know, he is building up it on his running. He comes home and he said, oh, today I have this speed. Someday it is speed, someday it is distance. So this is how it works. So you don't take it everything at a time.
Yes. And then there are some days, I mean, I usually go to the gym during the weekend, but then there are some days like, you know, where I don't go. I used to suffer a bit from guilt or a bit stressed out. Oh, I haven't done it this week. I said, so what? Okay, fine. It's all right. I mean, you know, next week I kind of definitely find one more day to go, and that helps. So the whole idea is, congratulations if I actually made a resolution, and whatever the resolution is, we just talked about gym over here, but then the same thing applies for food.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, whatever,
and food
you
is
know,
very important because right now all the businesses around you will try to sell you as much food as possible. Everything, wherever you go, wherever you see, it's fast food and everything. And what we thought that we would actually we would cover the food habit, the resolution around food in the next episode that we are going to talk about. We will dedicate a specific episode to the psychology of eating, which is very interesting. Archana is a certified eating psychology coach. She has done that course for a year. And to be honest, even I really don't know a lot about it. Yeah, and I'm intrigued is the psychology of eating? And it would be really interesting for me also in the next episode to know actually what exactly is psychology of eating. So we are going to cover that. And the following episode, we are going to talk about how to sustain habits. You know, once you're trying to, when you make a resolution, essentially it is about habit building. And that is one thing that I can definitely vouch for, that she has systematically over the last 27 years broken a lot of habits which I had. Yeah. And rebuilt a number of good habits, quote unquote. So I can definitely vouch for that, and that would be really interesting to find out, you know, how actually if you have started the resolution for making some habits, whether it is related to your body, to your exercise, to your food, to a healthy lifestyle, to a new hobby or whatever, definitely you can work on that. Sorry, Archana, I interrupted you twice. You wanted to say something.
I was saying like first episode after this one would be on habits actually.
Oh,
so
okay.
Because once you know why habit is important and how your subconscious mind keep on doing the same thing, and how you make your habit in your any good habit which you want to continue into your conscious mind, and how you would build it up. Yeah, and the second we would cover on psychology of eating. So what's why we indulge or why we don't, some people just go drastic on weight loss, and why it's not good for you in long run. So that is something. And the third we would do is how you could start bringing things in, and it's just not about eating and exercise, but a lot of thing which goes into it. That so if you really want to learn all this, we are going to share a lot of nuggets here. Yeah,
great. So guys, do keep tuned in, because this year it's going to be interesting, and our resolution, so we do have a resolution. Yeah, and our resolution is to keep you entertained, to keep you informed, and to nudge you into making good choices in your life. So happy new year once again, and hope to see you again. By the way, one announcement. So we have changed the format of this podcast from weekly to fortnightly. Weekly was putting us under a lot of stress, honestly. It's just not recording. We need to record it, then I have to edit it, and you know, and
no, and more
the music.
Important, it's important to have something good
quality,
to offer,
yeah.
The quality. And one more thing I wanted to add, Deepak, here, that this is 3rd of January, so don't worry about it if you have started your resolution. Resolution is what? It's in your mind that this is 1st January,
yeah.
And I have started this. So you can start from, you know, bit by bit, how we would start covering the topic, And if you find this would help you, we would be very happy to see people changing their lifestyle and health and living their life fully. And we are human. We would do mistake and we would come back. So it's something which can make you not feel shame about yourself. But it's something different where you would change yourself from acceptance and compassion and love. Yeah.
Great. So that's it, guys, from us. Happy New Year once again.
Happy New Year.